I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, there's truly no better way than to spend a summer day floating one of West Virginia's rivers on a fishing trip. We'll talk a little more about float fishing West Virginia in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Float trips are a popular option for fishing in West Virginia when the weather heats up. The swift water almost always guarantees active fishing at some point. Mark Scott is the DNR fisheries biologist in Beckley and knows the New and Greenbrier Rivers well. He says the first thing to consider about a float trip is distance.
The thing with float trips, you kind of do a little planning ahead. I do anyway. You've got to figure out your shuttle. That's a real important part. There's some places I like to float that the shuttle is just too long and ties up most of your day, so typically I end up trying to fish places where the shuttle's shorter. You can get that way when you're done, you don't have too long a drive to your truck. You need to think about time of year too. As we get further in the summer, the water gets lower, especially like on the Greenbrier. It gets awful low in the summer. Ends up being a drag trip instead of a float trip.
Now, another consideration is the safety of the river.
Yeah, on the New, especially the Greenbrier too, in some points, but yeah, it's big water out there, and you can get it fishing and not paying attention. Next thing you know, you're in the middle of a rapid that your boat can't handle. We get callers all the time wanting to come down and take a John boat float down the river. You've got to have good equipment. You need to have a raft or some of these one- and two-man pontoon boats are pretty popular now. But even with those, you can get yourself in trouble if you're not sure where you're going.
From there, the fishing, like anywhere else, is hit and miss. But trick is pattern them early in the day, and you'll be on them all day.
Well, they'll hold on in still water on the edges, but a lot of times they're near current. I've actually used a buzz bait in rapid type areas where I couldn't even see the buzz. It's just, and then you feel the fish hit. So sometimes they'll be right up in the current, but they actually hide out of the current, but they use the current to bring them food.
Now we're at the tail end of the spawn right now, and flows are critical on those rivers.
I've always felt like towards the end of May, so they're probably on the nest right now. The males are. Females have come, they don't guard the eggs. The males guard the eggs. And this month is real important for the success of future fishing. Studies have shown that we need good average flows through the month of June to have a real good spawn for that year.
In addition to the New and Greenbrier, there are great float trips to be had on the South Branch of the Potomac, the Tigert, Guyandotte, Cole, Shenandoah, and various other rivers all over the state where fishing can be really good right about now. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.